Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The DH, Bobby Mitchell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Hile. Batting third. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Holt. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Steve Braun. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holt. LaHood reaches second base with a double. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaHood moves to third. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coluccio. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Coluccio steals second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. There goes Porter. The throw from Roof to second, and Porter is out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. LaHood hits a fly ball into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of LaHood. Holt reaches second base with a double. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. Holt moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a pop-up towards short. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Roof and he is out, Carew applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holt for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Coluccio reaches second base with a double. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coluccio moves to third. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coluccio scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. Holt moves to second. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. LaHewitt is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Coluccio is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Hand's now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Briggs. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Briggs steals second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Porter and he is out, Garcia applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun juggles the ball. That's an error on Braun. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Money. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Money steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter strikes out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-3 in the game. Hile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coluccio, who is chasing the ball. Hile reaches third base with a triple. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hile scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Mike Adams pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holt for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-3 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Short now pitching. Bobby Darwin pinch hits for Steve Braun. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is walked intentionally. Eric Soderholm pinch hits for Rich Reese. Carlos Velasquez now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams scores. Darwin moves to third. It's 3-2, Brewers. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.